Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, we are fired up this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to Robert Plant. Good morning to Eagles fans everywhere. And good morning to Harrison Bader and Brandon Marsh, stars of the game. Look, we're not always going to feel great, needless to say, about both teams, but this morning we feel pretty darn good. Phils have won 4 or 5. They got a game and a half lead on the Dodgers for that second seed, and the Eagles season starts in a mere 2 days, which is phenomenal. Let's play a game called A Tale of Two Players. While we feel good about both teams, let's play a game called A Tale of Two Players because we don't feel good about both players. Player number one is Nick Castellanos. Player number two is Saquon Barkley. Now, here's the irony to this game.
Are you going with our favorite and our least favorite?
Yeah, Here's the irony. Nick Castellanos makes more money than Saquon Barkley.
Oh, man.
He's a baseball player.
He's a baseball player. And it's a guaranteed deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So Castellanos is being benched to an extent. He's a part-time player now. In the 5 games that they've won 4 or 5, he started 3 of them and did not start 2 of them. And, John, you know how unusual that is. I mean, until very recently, he was every day.
And we knew every how he day. Felt about it. It
Correct.
Was very important to him.
And he was every inning.
Because he considers himself a hitter, he needs to feel his way through it. I need to swing, I need to see pitches, I need to be playing every day in order to maintain that hitting feel.
Can't be a defensive replacement, blah, blah, blah. All right, so anyway, Castellanos. Over the weekend, I believe this was on Saturday, Rob Thomson addressed the reality publicly that Cassie is now not playing every day. Hallie's dealing with it. Here's something that Rob Thomson said.
Nick just wants to play, and that's it. Yeah. I think most guys get frustrated when they come out or don't play because they want to play, and that's normal.
You said something about checking your ego.
Yeah.
Do you think that is something that he is capable of doing?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, look, we don't need to make a big deal out of this. He's frustrated because he wants to play, and that's it. I understand that. I wouldn't respect a guy if he wanted to come out of the game.
Okay, that's fine. Nothing wrong there.
That's a pretty harsh question.
That's fine. Yeah.
Check your ego. Is it something he's capable of doing?
Well, it is a harsh question, yeah.
No, it had to be asked.
Well, because of the fact when he was a defensive, replaced, a month and a half ago, and then he had the issue, and then but after the issue, when he got benched for the 1 game, then he was back to not being replaced. Like,
well,
I think that's
even this weekend after, he gave a pretty surly interview about it. You know, it was one word answers.
Yep.
Did Rob talk? He's like, Rob didn't talk to me. Paco did. Like, he just, you could tell he's still not psyched about it. And look, I'm fine with Topper saying that. Like, I agree philosophically. Right. Like, I want everyone to want to play and all that. But if it permeates in the clubhouse, then it is a problem. Then I need that guy to get his head straight.
Yeah, I agree with you, James, very much. All right, let's get to Saquon. So he's one of the great players in all sports. And over the weekend, the NFL players, I mean, this was, you know, they voted on this way back, but it was announced that the NFL players name him the number one player in the NFL. Obviously, Mahomes has had it a bunch of times. But Saquon gets it this year, the top 100 list as voted on by the players. So major congratulations to Saquon. Let's listen to a part of the presentation when the NFL Network and NFL Films put together the little Saquon package. Here's part of what was in there.
It feels amazing to see that video and be selected number one from my peers. Just makes it so much better. And to be honest, watching this show for a very long time, you know, you always want to be number one or really high. You get love and appreciation from fans and, you know, the outside world, but when it's from your peers, it generally means so much more.
You already the best running back in the world. I think you're the best player in the world.
You can tell the fire that he's playing with, especially, you know, coming from New York and now, you know, being in Philly. He's playing with a whole different attitude. I love seeing him out there. It seems like he's really enjoying it. He's a baller.
Trey is the best football player I've ever watched live in person. I'm glad I don't have to go up against him.
A 6 yard shy of a career high for rushing yards, and he's got it, and he's gonna go all the way. What a night, what a season, what a player.
So a new season dawns in 2 days, Eagles and Cowboys. I looked up, John, this morning, the Saquon numbers. I just wanted to reacclimate myself with what he accomplished last year. Because I am saying, let's lean on him as much as they did last year. I don't know that they will, but I know this. Contrary to the way I normally think, I would. I trust him. I feel like his... Now, this might be really naive, because Christian McCaffrey was leaned on a lot 2 years ago and couldn't do anything last year. But I just have a feeling that they will lean on Saquon and that he'll be able to answer the bell again. Listen to these raw numbers from last year. They are... This is video game stuff. In the regular season, he played 16 of the 17 games. We know which game he did not play. Final game of the season. Cost him the all-time record. In the 16 games he played, 345 rushes, 2,005 yards, 13 touchdowns. I'll remind people, he rushed the ball to the one-yard line 13 times. He easily could add another 9 to 11 touchdowns. Rushing. So the 13 touchdowns could have easily been 20 to 23. All right. 5.8 yards per carry, which, John, you know, is ridiculous.
That's, mind blowing.
5.8 yards per carry, 125 yards rushing per game. Okay. Actually, when I looked that up, I don't know if they did that based on 16 or 17 games. I think that's probably based on 16. Receptions were light. Eagles don't obviously get to the fourth and fifth receiver too often. But 33 receptions, 278 yards, 2 touchdowns. Got the season going with a bang with that touchdown in Sao Paulo as Hurts found them on a wheel route, which was pretty cool. The postseason, 4 games, 91 rushes, 499 yards, 5 more touchdowns, 13 more receptions, 75 yards through the air. It all totals to 482 total touches and the all-time rushing record regular season and postseason combined in NFL history. And by the way, the 482, you know, is even a little higher because you always have a couple carries in a year where a guy gets the ball and it gets brought back by a penalty. Close to 500. John, will they lean on him as much? Should they?
I don't know that it will be quite as much. I think he can be as productive or more so with additional distribution of some of the weight. I 5.8, you know, we were remarking at that.
Incredible,
you know,
man.
Holy cow.
Yeah. That might be the most crazy number of all of them.
Yeah.
That might even be crazier than 2,000 yards. 5.8 yards per carry is
but,
on that number of carries
is I think with this some of these new stats that you see, the way the like yards before contact stat. The way that this offensive line, and this is assuming the health of Landon Dickerson because he's such a major part of the movement
right.
that's taking place up front when we run the football. But there's no reason why Saquon can't keep that up, that 5.8, and even grow that thing. 5.8 yards per carry if the yards before contact continues to grow, because this offensive line continues to dominate at such an impressive, it's just a no-brainer, a no-doubter when they do their thing. So, yeah, I think Saquon can have as much success as last year while we're still going to see a good amount of A.J. Dillon and Jordan Shipley, and Will Shipley. I almost say Jordan Shipley.
Well, I'll be interested if they use three, because they never have under Sirianni. They always just have a second back, and then the third guy only plays if the second guy or first guy gets hurt.
A.J.'s going to spell Barkley when they can, if they have like a big lead at the end of the game. And Shipley's just going to be, you know, your speed guy, change of direction guy.
I think Shipley will be Gainwell. Shipley will be the guy we see more than Dillon, I think. Without a doubt.
Because Boston Scott was never getting the ball when he was here.
I think it'll be Shipley more than Dillon.
Well, one thing to keep in mind, you know, because I know we're used to Saquon being healthy because that's what we saw, but that was not always the case in New York. So, you know, all right, let's go to the phone. So there's a lot with the Saquon thing. Congrats to him, number one ranked player in the NFL according to the players. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. What a beautiful morning it is.
Yeah,
looks great.
Two more days until life begins again. So I cannot wait. The wasteland is about to end. First of all, shout out to a guest from last week, Casey Keeler. It's been a long time since we've seen a Temple football team go on the road and completely hammer an FBS. So
James and I were texting with each other.
Nice.
Sure were.
And didn't the quarterback have six touchdowns?
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was beautiful.
That's fantastic.
The quarterback did have six touchdowns, and so they still haven't decided who the quarterback is.
Exactly.
They're going to play two quarterbacks. So, you know, it's early in the season, but, you know, it's a welcome sight. And I was texting with James during the game, too. In fact, I think I told him where to find the game on ESPN Plus, which just tells you how pathetic my life is that I'm watching Temple football.
So KC Keeler's debut a little better than Bill Belichick?
Oh, my God.
Just want to check?
Oh, my God. That was so beautiful last night. All those celebrities in the box. And it was a nightmare.
Right, let me just ask this question because I am wondering it. I didn't see the UNC game last night. Everyone's hammering Belichick, but he didn't take over like a great program, right? So is it fair to hold him? Because people are clowning him this morning.
They were only a 2.5-point underdog in the game for ETF. Yeah.
So it
they were supposed to compete in that game.
Well, you know why they're clowning him? They're clowning him because the entire offseason has been a clown show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why.
Yeah.
And in the post game, Joe, somebody forgot to take the blue balloons off of the backdrop. So it was even, I mean, it was, but to me, it was just so funny because all of those celebrities that were in the box, they kept flashing to them and ESPN didn't know what to do.
I'm guessing Robert Kraft wasn't one of them?
No.
All right, Ken, go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, North Carolina's been a competitive program. He didn't take over Temple or UMass. So before I get to the Phillies, Joe, you're creating a no-win situation for yourself. Because even if it's not your motivation, perception is reality. Everybody sees this as a desperate attempt by you to get free throws into this one-on-one basketball game because you think it's the only way you can beat them. So
it's not what I think.
But that's the way it's perceived.
Sure.
So either you're not going to get your way, and so then you're going to go out there and make an ass out of yourself by hacking them. Or you are going to get your way.
Ken, here's the difference. I'm built a lot like Jalen Hurts. I don't care what people say. Like, you doubt me all you want. You want to stack the box? I'll go over the top in the Super Bowl. Like, I got that.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gene, I got that. I don't care what you say about me, Gene.
No.
You are a public figure, Joe. Listen, you asked a question earlier, do you trust Brandon Marsh?
Yeah.
So the question I have is, who do you trust, right? I mean, any one of these guys can go ice cold for stretches.
Yeah, I'll give you an answer, though. I only have three. Bryce, Schwarber, and Turner. That's it. That's my list of who I trust as hitters. That's it.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, Trey Turner has been arguably the best player on the team this year. Nick Castellanos, according to WAR, and I'm not one of these, you know, I'm not Chuck from Cherry Hill, I'm not one of these, you know, number guys, but according to WAR, Nick Castellanos is now the worst player in all of baseball.
Yeah.
The worst regular player. So he is unplayable at this point. So if he's going to pout, then you know what? Just pack his bags. He can't be a Philly next year. He absolutely can't be a Philly.
I don't think he will be. I think one way or the other, even if they have to eat the money, I think they'll move on. I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think
what makes you think that?
Here's what
I don't know.
Here's what I think happens. I'll give you a prediction. I don't think they cut him. I think he's a classic case of you trade him to a team like the Pirates, and he goes to a non-competitive team, and of the $20 million remaining, the Phillies pay $15 million, and the other team pays $5 million. And he's someone else's, you know, veteran guy to try to teach young guys, whether he can or can't. That's just my prediction.
Huh. Yeah, I have no feel for that.
Yeah,
Brandon Marsh was the best hitter on the team in the NLCS against Arizona. So just a reminder of that. He did have the best series at the plate of anybody on the team.
All right. Ken, a phrase that gets said a lot. What do you got?
I hate this phrase. It's hard to attribute it. Some people say it's Albert Einstein, but it's probably not. The definition of insanity is not doing the same thing more than once.
I mean, you're right. That does get said a lot.
All right. It does. But I will say this. Not as often as other answers that could be said. You know what I'm saying, James? Like, I mean,
sure.
Have I heard that one in the last week? No. No. But it does get said. Let's talk to Eagle Shirley. Shirley, good morning.
Good morning, family and friends, everybody. Lottie Dottie, welcome back, Rhea.
Hello, Shirley.
Hey, John, Joe, what's going on?
Good morning,
Hi, Shirley.
Good morning.
So much sports to talk about. Real quick, I want to start off with you, Joe, and Jack first. I want to start off with the Phillies and what I'm seeing with my team and the simple fact that how they trust one another. Although Robertson gave up, you know, runs, and then when it was our time to come up to the plate, I just like how not, you know, everybody rushing to try to get a home run, this, that, and the other. When Schwarber got on the plate, I mean, got on the base, and we like, okay, you know, we need some power. We need some runs. We just need to score. We just need to score. They just tied the game up. So help a brother out. And when they did that, and Marsh, I trust Marsh. Marsh was you know, sad or whatever. I think he learned his lesson. I kind of trust him. So I want to see him do more. And as for Castellanos, I just think that something is definitely going on. Might be a mental thing. He's in his head, whatever the case may be. But I trust my manager to let him continue to sit, because right now we're on a roll and we cannot have no interruptions. Period.
Well, yeah, listen, they can't let, if Cassidy's any kind of problem, they can't let it fester. I mean, this is where exactly. This is where Sirianni would shut it down, and you need Rob Thompson to just not permit it. And by the way, and let me add this, you need Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, and JT Realmuto to not permit it.
Yep, and I don't think they will. Trust me, I don't think they will, because, listen, they see where they're going at. Look at how they're pulling out and winning games, even though they losing the lead. Look at what they're doing, even supporting, you know, the pitchers. You know, they supporting each other. So it's an all-around team sport. So I'm glad to see how they came out and took that win last night from the Brewers.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Now,
Shirley, you're fired up for football, aren't you?
Listen, I really am. I'm trying to hold one second. Listen, my baby's sure. My Eagles. So, John.
Yes.
I mean, Joe, I'm sorry, John. I'm a Joe.
Sure.
I apologize. Listen,
totally.
I've seen many people play one-on-one basketball, you know, just doing it. Joe, you got to give it up. Now, let me ask you this question about the free throws. Let me ask you this question just real quick.
Yeah.
So this is a contact sport. So if Jack was to touch you, are you saying that that's a foul and you need to go to the free?
Well, no, I mean, it has to be a regular foul. I mean, look, of course there's going to be contact. I mean, it's just, you know, a foul's a foul. I mean, I know there's a little gray area, but I'm not looking for ticky-tack. My thing, Shirley, here's my thing. I just feel like we've got to have some structure. There's a reason why in the NBA and college basketball and high school basketball and grade school basketball, there are referees and there are consequences when fouls are called. There are consequences. And those consequences are free throws. And by the way, players foul out. Now, we can't have someone foul out of this game. So I'm not advocating someone fouls out and the game ends. One of us wins 6-4, okay, till we came to 11. But I'm just saying, like, Shirley, I think there's got to be structure. As I heard someone say one time, there's a reason why there are red lights on the streets when you drive. It creates order. That's all I'm saying, structure, order.
I get that. But this is WIP basketball. You can't refer to what you and Jack is doing to what everybody else is doing in the league, rather if it's elementary or pros. This is WIP, Joe and Jack going against each other one-on-one. Let the best man win.
James, you and I certainly don't have the support of the people here.
I don't think anyone has agreed. Yeah.
No.
No, what I'm saying, because it's I play one-on-one, and it is what it is.
Yep.
But surely you have to govern yourself to some degree.
But surely you get how this is different,
the
right?
The product is what matters. You do not want to undermine the game itself.
Well, I don't want
by
to.
Doing
right.
the wrong thing.
But surely you understand
like
how this is different,
system.
Right? This isn't like I'll give you for instance when Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes are playing and White Men Can't Jump.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe I forget exactly. Maybe they were by themselves. Maybe there's 10 people watching. Like they're on a court in L.A. Like whatever, right? But I mean, we're gonna have probably at least 100,000 people between listening on WIP, watching on YouTube, and watching live in person. This is not just like 10 people are watching. This is a whole different animal.
Right, and I'm going to be there.
Well,
I'm
glad.
I'm going to be the yellowest one louding, screaming and yelling if they're allowed the hacking or fouling, and then you get to the free throw line. I'm telling you, that is not supposed to happen.
Okay,
this is where I'm coming from. I'm coming from street ball. Playing on the court.
I know. So I get it. Believe me, I get it. All right, Shirley, I need an answer from you.
Right.
Give me a famous phrase often said.
Wait a minute. I already thank y'all for the tickets for Adam Sandler. I want to say one thing. I did drop my book off to Rhea, Football 1-1 Do's and Don'ts for the Lady. I forgot to share with y'all that I am having a book signing at Chickies and Pete's this Saturday.
Congratulations.
4 p.m. But wait a minute. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So my Philadelphia Eagles, I've been on different podcasts talking about the Eagles lately, and a lot of people are not really looking at the Eagles as, you know, contenders again because they're going back to yesterday.
A lot of people are. All right, Shirley, I got to move to some stuff. Give me a phrase.
No, I won already. So All right, thank you. I got it.
Shirley, stay well. Always good hearing from you.
Thank you, Shirley.
All right, a couple other things with the contest, me and Jack, that we have to. So 4:30 today. A couple of things to tell you about. 4:30 today, I'll be on with Spike, Ike, and Jack to discuss.
Must listen radio.
Right?
It's going to be heated.
It's going to be a battle. Tomorrow.
Are you going to be in studio? Because it could come to
blows. In studio.
Yeah,
I'm not. It's not over the phone.
Not over the phone. Let's go.
All right. Also, tomorrow, McGurk's, Royersford, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that'll include Terrell Owens. James, you said that's the 5 o'clock hour to you?
Correct.
All right.
With Hugh Douglas, by the way.
With Hugh on the air. That's right. All right. Other things that we need to, and I won't go through all of them, but for the afternoon when we decide the rules today, 4:30 on the afternoon show. Make it, take it, or not. Thoughts.
What is it? What
did you say? Make it, take it, or not.
I lean no because I think it's better for...
the audience?
Yes, exactly.
I actually agree with that.
That's my biggest thing.
Creates a little more variance.
Yeah.
I think it feels more like a
back and forth.
Let's be realistic here and be very aware. What Jimmy just said, what's best for the audience. Like, we are cognizant of what's best for the audience. The product itself, we're trying to cater it to the audience.
Yeah.
So you, as a participant... need to bear that in mind.
I'll bear it in mind.
That undermining the product by fouling indiscriminately is flying in the face of what we're talking about doing right now.
All right, next one. Shot clock or not, and if there is a shot clock, it's set at what?
Shot clock.
Asking the question. If I'm going to play a game, I want to know the rules.
I don't think we need a shot clock because there's a defined score that you get to win. You know what I mean? So you can hold the ball you long. You still got to get to 11. You're 21 or whatever, 22, whatever you
no
do.
There's no chance neither one of you
not
getting to 11.
I'm saying no shot clock. I think it's an added thing that is unnecessary.
Okay. Halftime or not?
No.
I mean, you'll probably need it.
Asking the question.
You'll probably need it. You know.
I mean, from a radio standpoint, would it be good, like,
there's a
2-minute break to
they can talk about what's happening.
What's going on in the game. I mean,
yes, I think it's a good idea.
John, halftime or not?
Well, I think it's probably best for you guys to give yourself a.
You guys are going
to
need one. Let's be honest.
Take a break.
Take it back.
Are you guys going to have timeouts?
Well, that's another thing I have on the list. One timeout or not?
I think a timeout is fair.
I think one timeout's good.
Yeah, one timeout.
I think that's a good idea. Maybe two.
I don't know. Take it back to the free throw per half if you do a half.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Well, you're not going to do one per half because if halftime's at five, you don't need a timeout each half. I mean, one timeout for the game, in my opinion. Take it back to the free throw line or the 3-point line?
A 3-point. I've said that from the jump. I just think it looks better. Yeah.
Especially because you have far rebounds in 1-on-1 that go to the corner.
It's a better visual.
You got to be able to get to the 3-point line and back to the rim.
I think it's the right move.
I did too. Take it back if there's an air ball. You know, in 1-on-1, if a guy shoots an air ball, a lot of times you don't have to take it back.
You can't just alley-oop it.
Well, not about alley-oop.
What you're suggesting is you could just grab it and take it up yourself.
Yeah,
defender. It back and resetting the possession.
I think change of possession should have to take it back.
Yeah, I think
I agree. A lot of people play the other one.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just saying we're setting the rules here. That's what I would do.
Anyway, 4:30 today. Well, that and much more.
Oh, like, there's going to be the arguments over all of these. Are really insane.
I got on the list who supplies the basketball.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I got my ball. He's got his ball. But do we play with the ball the referee brings? Like, I don't know. I mean, do we have to call up Tom Brady? And who brings the football? All right, all of that, 4:30 today. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Harry, to Armin Chevrolet, the $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. Poll question, will the Eagles win the Super Bowl this season? Yes or no? You can get voting at... Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, coming up in a minute, 1 minute's time, something CeeDee Lamb, one of the, formerly three great players on the Cowboys, now two great players, probably their best player, frankly. CeeDee Lamb, what he said about opening night and watching that banner ceremony and the whole thing and playing against the Eagles, what he said, we'll get to that coming up in just 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about Terrell Owens and me, actually, because this Thursday before the game, guys, get your popcorn ready. Gals, get your popcorn ready. Because T.O.'s going to be in town, and on Thursday at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a special pregame happy hour at the one and only Terrell Owens at Uptown Beer Garden in Center City. You can be there. 4 o'clock, Uptown Beer Garden, Center City, T.O. coming to town. and he'll be bringing Grand Coromino tequila with him from Kevin Hart, official luxury tequila of the Birds. T.O. and I will be kicking off the season, of course, just a couple hours before kickoff with Grand Coromino specials. We'll be talking a lot of football, having fun with obviously one of the most talented, great players the team has ever had. So we'll also, of course, be looking to take some shots at Dallas. We'll see if T.O. joins in that. I know I'll take my shots at them. Look, it's Thursday. It's 4 o'clock. It's Uptown Beer Garden with T.O. and me. Hope to see you there. All the information is available on our website, 94WIP.com, 94WIP.com. All right, CeeDee Lamb. They've had a lot of good receivers through the years. Obviously, Drew Pearson, T.O. was one of them. Michael Irvin was one of them. Dez Bryant was one of them. This CeeDee Lamb, he's another one. Man, they've had a lot. CeeDee Lamb, here he is talking over the weekend about the upcoming game. Of course, he'll be playing in the Link, the Eagles with the Super Bowl ceremony. Here's what their great receiver said.
I feel like we got to go out there, match energy, if not have them match our energy. And, I mean, everybody's going to have a lot of excitement. It's the first game. It's week one. But then again, we also got to realize that everything is not going to be perfect week one, and the season don't end in week one. And I'm not saying that to negate any thoughts, because we're still going in there thinking we're going to win this game. So
is it surreal? They're going to be celebrating their title. You know, I don't know if you have to watch this ceremony.
No,
like
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. Shout out them for that. Shout out Jay, because I still got brothers over there. You know what I'm saying? It's not really anything personal, but it's something that I'm chasing. Mm-hmm. So
why do you want to watch it?
Motivation.
Motivation. CeeDee Lamb. He's a great player. Is one of us going to take him in a fantasy football draft tonight in the first round? I mean,
I won't have a chance. I'm 12. If everyone wants to leave him there for the last pick, I will absolutely take him in 12 happily.
It's so uncomfortable, man.
It is what it is.
I remember I had Zeke one year.
You got to separate. It's all about the separation of church and state.
But John, can you separate Thursday night if CeeDee Lamb's on your team?
In our league, it seems like you can get CeeDee Lamb at price. Like
I got the fifth pick. I got the seventh pick. Is that around?
That's CeeDee Lamb territory. Yeah, absolutely.
And you're such a weasel.
He's
you'll
there
do
at
it.
12.
I know
Jimmy's
you.
I'm going to take Jalen.
Of course, I would take him.
I'm taking Jalen in the first round.
Sure.
You
are.
Should be.
Yeah.
You should be.
I don't believe one word you say with that.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Do it. All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Coach Harris right now in Havertown. Good morning, Coach Harris.
Oh, good morning, Joe. I want to say to everybody, happy first day of school as well for most.
This is when it always started for me. I thought a lot of people started in August now.
Public schools did in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think when the school started in August, that's garbage.
Me too.
Total garbage. I mean, to start before Labor Day, it's nonsense.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I had PTSD for years because I always started school on the day after Labor Day, and I was like, oh man, it was like the worst day. But anyway, one thing I loved about the first day of school was that 2 days after the first day of school was the first football game. So I can't be more excited, thrilled. I think the Cowboys suck, and I think this is as close to a lock as we're ever going to see this year. I'm not really too worried at all. I think we might get off to a slow start. Prescott tends to play well against us. We don't have the best record against them, but
yeah, you're right.
I think we'll be fine. I believe Sirianni's 4-0 in opening.
That's
opening
correct.
Game.
That is correct.
Yep. And guys, I have a out there solution to the 1-on-1 game, and I wanted to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little out there, but I got it for you. I'm excited to tell you all about it. On a clear hack, the defender cannot use his arms for either the next possession or until
that player
scores a point.
Use his arms.
All right. Enough.
What are you going to table?
No free throw.
Harris,
Joe.
Enough.
No free
put
throw.
Him in a straight
no
jacket?
Well, I
no
mean.
No free throw.
We'll have zip ties.
Zip ties.
I like this.
For one possession, the defender cannot use his hands.
You know, we're playing the game of basketball. You know that, right?
Well, there's no free throws on 1-on-1, Joe. Everyone knows that.
You know what I'd be dribbling with if I had no hands? Harris,
I'm just saying, man.
Give me a famous, give me, and I'd certainly be able to do that better.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jack, give me a famous phrase, Harris, that's been reused many times.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yeah, that's a bad answer. That's
not great.
So, James, can you give people an example of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, we're looking for a phrase that you hear all the time.
All the time.
It's a famous phrase, but it just comes. Like, how often do you hear someone say, oh, I have one small step for man, one huge
you don't.
For mankind? You never hear it. Like, we're talking about a phrase that, like, I said, go birds. How often do you hear go birds?
Right.
Every freaking day of your life in Philadelphia.
Correct. This weekend down the shore, I was signing books at Book Signing.
I'm sure you heard a lot.
I wrote it.
There you go.
At the end of almost everything, go birds,
exactly.
Joe DeCamera, right? Like, it's a salutation for us throughout the Delaware Valley. All right, let's get to Rick right now, calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
All right, here's your solution, and you already said you're not going to do this, but it's the only thing you can do. Listen, on your baseball game, if you got hit four times, hit by pitch,
yep.
It would have been over, right?
Yeah, I would have won.
And you would have sent everybody home after getting hit by four pitches. You have to have a foul out, like have 6 to 10 or go 10 to 12 fouls is a foul out. Can you imagine if the score is tied coming to the end and you both are at the edge of the foul? You got to play defense.
So I'll say this. I'm not. Look, fouling out is part of basketball. I don't think we should have a foul out could end this thing. I don't. I would not advocate for that. But I do think free throws is a reasonable solution to have sort of a gatekeeping to the foul situation, which is, look, we're going to have fouls. I mean, he's going to foul me. I'm going to foul him. We're not going to play a game to 11 without, you know, contact happening that would be a foul.
And just to clarify, you're not saying every foul is a free throw.
No.
You're saying after like six fouls or something, you get a free throw.
Yeah.
That's the point.
So we'd have to discuss it. I mean, I look, we could do a shooting foul that you miss the shot, you get the free throws, or it could be the fourth or the fifth one, you start getting one-on-ones. Yeah, I'm open-minded to, but I mean, I think at some point you got to have something like that.
But mommy's not going to allow him to go play in the playground if you have foul shots.
It's unbelievable.
He's a little too angry about this.
Real quick.
I think he's really nervous, Rhea.
Yeah.
I think because Spike has seen me play, not a game, but shoot. I think like we have no idea what Fritz has.
Yeah.
And we're gonna, John, what do you think he's got? What do you think he's got in basketball?
I think he's probably more skilled than you give him credit with the oaf calling. But I think he'll probably, if history is any instructor, take this lighter than he should. And while you're out there, working on your shot for hours on end, he's going to probably just like, I don't know, go with his buddy and take some shots.
I did so much this weekend.
He doesn't do that.
Did you get, James, did you see the tweet I put out this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I joked about it.
Tell the folks what I put out this weekend.
Joe basically was like, I'm heading to these courts. Come play with me.
Yeah.
Who wants to hoop?
And people did.
I'm sure they did.
I had full court games going on.
I'm sure you did. The moment I saw it. Why not?
96th Street Court in Stone Harbor, full court basketball.
Someone call in who played with Joe? Give us a little scouting report.
Wow.
Listen, you got to run. You got to get ready. And I really needed it, obviously. Yes, sir.
Can I do my Eagles point?
Please do.
I want to see them play a few games before I have any concerns. The real thing that I'm looking at is the five players they lost. They left six great players, I think really great players on defense. I think they're going to figure out how to compensate. I think the six players are going to be an enormous positive for this defense. I'm not concerned about the cornerback slot, and that's just my thought. Phillies, real quick, if I can. You know the Phillies are 8-12 against rookie pitchers.
Wow.
And I don't want to nitpick this because they won a big game, but you can't give Alec Boehm a day off his feet when he's been off for a month and a half, when you're playing the best team in the National League. I want to see Boehm in the lineup. I don't want to see his days off. You want to give him a day off? Give him a day off against Washington, not against Milwaukee, when you're going to probably need him to be your cleanup hitter if the JT can't do the deal. But with Castellanos, I totally agree with you guys. I'm sick and tired of his Arthur Fonzarelli attitude when he gets interviewed.
Why is the Fonz getting slander here?
Trying to be too cool.
Too cool is the point.
Too cool,
Joe. It's like you're bothering
but Fonz
him
was
when you
cool.
interview him.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Was he?
Rick, I need an answer. A phrase that gets said frequently.
I don't know why people are getting it, Seltzer. F. Scott Fitzgerald. In The Great Gatsby in 1975 started, you know what I mean. I hate hearing you know what I mean.
That's a good answer, I suppose. I don't know if I think of it as a famous phrase like that.
Need a ruling, though. We said not from fiction.
Oh, yeah.
That's a book.
Yeah, but I don't think it qualifies.
No, I don't think it does either. And it gets said, but anyway, I mean, it's the same thing as something from a movie.
No.
If it's a book, then it don't work.
I think I hear, and you tell me you don't ever hear finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers happens.
Once every 4 months,
I think in like kid situations a lot.
No.
I think kids steal the car from the other kid, and then they're like finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Yeah, but
it's like little kid stuff.
But yes, more often not too often.
So I've heard that a lot around little kids.
Yeah.
And so my opinion about this was swayed. You say that's a phrase that no one says.
Not often. Right? Not often. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Yeah,
what Spike said about the free throw thing, we'll play that audio. Lots of phone calls in the 9 o'clock hour coming up next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, plus what Spike said. We'll get to that as well on 94 WIP. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, they're getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you will not want to miss. New customers, you can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, Bet $5, and if it wins, you unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. It's an incredible opportunity with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer. Obviously, the NFL season pretty much right on top of us, upon us. The season starts in 2 days. We know the teams, Philadelphia and Dallas. We know all the other games happening on Sunday. Look, it's going to be a wild season. You can bet on Thursday night. You can bet on Sunday. You can bet on any portion this season at FanDuel.com/hammer. Get yourself there. FanDuel.com/hammer.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.